Bible says, be sure your sin will find you out. Well, Jason, he had taken a watermelon. He stole it from the Mr. Smith store. So hearing his mother call, Jason ran out into the backyard where she was watching, standing behind the garage, looking at the ground. And she said, look at the new plants coming up. They look like watermelon plants, she said. They're almost hidden by the tall grass, but they're pretty, aren't they? They really look like watermelon plants. That's funny, said Mother. I didn't plant any watermelons here. Maybe they got planted accidentally, suggested Jason. Maybe a squirrel dropped some seed there. Think so, said Mother. I was thinking of something else. You remember last year, Jason, when Mr. Smith complained about somebody stealing a watermelon from his store? Yeah, gulped Jason. It was one of those big green ones with stripes, wasn't it? You seem to have a good memory, said Mother. I wonder if maybe the person who stole the melon ate it here, and then maybe tried to bury up the remains just so nobody would find out. It wasn't you, was it, Jason? She added. Yes, Mom, Jason admitted, close to tears. I stole the watermelon, and I asked John to come over and eat it with me. And then we buried everything. I thought that would be the end of it. I didn't count on those little green plants coming up out of the ground in the spring. No matter, Mother said, how you try, Jason, you can't hide sin. It always comes back to tell on you. The Bible says, be sure your sin will find you out. It always does. It might not find you out in this life even, but it surely will find you out in the life to come. I know, nodded Jason, and I should have known it would come. Even if it hadn't been found out, God still knows, and I can't hide anything from him. Jason was caught in his own sin. How about you? Is there something in your life that you're trying to hide from others or from God? The Bible says, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth them and forsaketh them shall have mercy. I hope you come to the Lord and put your trust in him. That's the only way that you can really have your sins taken away. If you do that, they'll be taken away today. The Lord Jesus suffered and bled and died for you, that you might be saved. So trust him as your Savior and be saved today.